This is episode 8 of From Maine with Love, an Allagash Brewing podcast where we talk about beer, our community here in Maine, and things that generally make us happy. That's not even a very long intro, and I always need to read it to make sure I'm getting it right, but we got it. So this was a really fun episode to record. I got to chat with Lindsay about all things wheat beer, you know, what beers have wheat in them. We talk about haze stability. We talk about what American style means, and we're talking about it all under the umbrella of what is the difference between three very similar styles of beer: wheat beers, whip beers, and Hefeweizens. So if you're interested in those beers, listen on. So I'm lucky enough to be joined here by Lindsay Bohansky, a return guest. Welcome back, Lindsay.
Thank you so much.
Glad to have you again. She's a hospitality and education specialist and certified Cicerone. And I realized after the fact, I don't think we explained what a certified Cicerone was in the last one.
Yeah, I think the most succinct way to put it is that it's essentially a beer expert. It's the beer equivalent to wine of a sommelier. So it's a certification right. process. You take a long examination, and there's different levels of certified Cicerone. I passed the exam, gosh, and it's like 8 years ago now, which is crazy.
Wow, yeah. That's wild. That's a lot of knowledge. Hey. All right, first question before we dive into some beer styles that we're going to talk about. This is a real hard one, Lindsay. Pancakes or waffles?
Oh, boy. I'm panicking. I think I'm going to say pancakes.
Oh, I go back and forth, but I think I've been on waffles for a little while recently. I actually make them with my daughter who's three, who, it is a good activity. Oh, yeah. If your child likes to like follow directions, which she does pretty well. It's like a good, like 25 minutes of making
I'm like waffles. Really on the fruit pancake train, like banana waffles. Ooh. Are my favorite. Absolute favorite.
Oh, wait.
Sorry, banana pancakes. I keep getting myself confused. Oh, banana pancakes. Yeah, no. Banana pancakes are my absolute favorite. I just love how the bananas get a little bit caramelized. Yeah. It's so good.
I've been doing that actually. Banana waffles. I've been doing banana waffles a little bit too. It's delicious.
There you go.
There. Now, speaking of waffles, we're going to be talking about a Belgian style beer. I don't know. Is that a good segue? Anyway, we're going to be talking about. So we make a Belgian style whip beer called Allagash White. And so we want to talk about that style, the whip beer style, and then some other styles that are, easy to get mixed up with that style. So those styles are whip beers, wheat beers, and Hefeweizens.
Confusingly are all wheat beers.
Yes. There's a lot of good confusion between them. So we're going to start out, and I just want to ask kind of like the baseline question. Lindsay, could you explain what a beer style is?
Yeah, sure. So a beer style is a way for us to essentially know what to expect a beer to taste like, whether it's the flavor, the aroma, the appearance of the beer. Having a style basically helps us categorize a beer into what we should expect it to look and feel like.
Right. Love it. I think I've used an analogy of the kind of similar to a movie genre. Like thinking of like, you know, what to expect from an action movie.
Totally.
But like, you know, not every action movie is going to be the same, but it's going to be kind of, you're going to be in the same wheelhouse, or, you know, it's going to be different than a drama or a thriller or whatever.
100%.
But then, you know, same way with IPAs and whip beers and whatever else.
Definitely.
So let's talk about then what character. So we're going to kind of, I want to go through each style on its own, but I think that let's start just kind of by explaining whip beer. Makes the most sense. That's what Allagash White is. So could you just kind of tell us, you know, what characterizes a whip beer?
Yeah. Whip beers are so incredible. Such complex beers with so much flavor, but also so easy drinking, which is what I love about the style.
Yeah.
So whip beers have a long history. They've been around since medieval times in Belgium. And it wasn't really until the mid 1900s that whip beer got brought back into kind of the everyday drinking. Pierre Selles, who started the Hoegaarden Brewery and then moved to the U.S. and started his own brewery. He sort of is responsible for reinvigorating the style of whip beer. And to put it, the beer itself is a style of wheat beer. It's brewed with roughly 50% wheat. And oftentimes there's some unmalted wheat brewed as well. and typically slightly spiced. Sometimes you'll have coriander added to it. It's bright and lemony and refreshing. It's kind of medium to light bodied because that wheat gives it a little bit of texture, and it's just a real easy drinking beer, perfect for year round consumption. It's just a treat.
That's great. I agree. Yeah, it's interesting. Like Rob, our founder, he kind of says every time he tries Allagash White, he finds a new sort of flavor in it. And I think there's an aspect of like, damn, that's a lot of different flavors. But at the same time, like, I totally actually agree. Like, it's one of those things where every single time I do have Allagash White, it changes subtly depending on what I've eaten before or what I'm having. You know, it's a really interesting thing, but it is still within that, the realm of flavors that it has. It has just so many different sort of facets. That's really a fun beer to drink.
When I find too, like, even at different temperatures, like if it's really cold or if it's a little bit warmer, like the flavors change so much just as you're drinking the glass. It changes so much too. It's just really fun. It's like a little adventure in a cup.
You just wrote the tagline. We got to change everything now. It's an adventure in a cup, a little adventure in a cup. Allagash White. Awesome. So, all right. So then let's move on to the next one, which is wheat beer. Can you kind of explain what we mean when we say the wheat beer style?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're talking about wheat beer, generally speaking, then you're talking about any beer that has wheat in it. Or you're talking about an American style wheat beer, which is sort of a specific category of wheat beer. And you don't often even see it explained like that. Usually they just call them wheat beers. But technically anything that's brewed with wheat is also a wheat beer. So it is a little bit confusing, but wheat beers typically are the more kind of, I would consider them a more diverse style, mostly because the flavor that you're getting comes from the wheat. So you get this kind of bright lemony character that you get from brewing with wheat, but then you also get a nice texture. You get some fuller body. And oftentimes those beers are more heavily hopped.
Right.
So you're going to have, a little bit more, again, diversity of flavor, because hops can have so many different flavors, but you might have a little bit more of a piney character, a little bit more of a citrus or melon character. It'll just depend on the hops that you're using. But typically with American style hops, typically they're going to be more of that kind of West Coast kind of inspired hop, grapefruit, pine, but you might also find tropical fruit notes as well, and slightly more bitter than your average wheat beer as well.
Totally. And you'd made this point before, that just kind of, if you see American style in front of any style, it's going to be, you just expect hops.
Yeah.
Like that's a great thing that helped me, honestly, because I was like, oh, cool. Now I can think about that when I'm looking at these different beer menus and stuff.
Yeah. Anytime like American porter or American stout, especially those two beers, which are not, you don't normally think of porters and stouts to be hoppy, but here in the US we add hops to everything.
Because it tastes great. Good old hops. Yes. And then the third of the three, the Hefeweizen.
Yeah. Similarly, really cool history. So Hefeweizen is kind of the German interpretation of a wheat beer. And if you kind of back it up, there's actually Weissbier, which is wheat beer, is the kind of bigger category. And then a Hefeweizen is actually a more yeast forward wheat beer. That's the most common style. So I think that's why people typically go to Hefeweizen first. But there's all sorts of different types of Weiss beers, including a Kristallweizen, which is a clear version. But a Hefeweizen is a cloudier version, just like a wheat beer is. And I should say, too, with an American wheat beer, it could be a huge range. It could be cloudy or not. Hefeweizen is such a cool style of beer. It's been around, again, since like the early 1500s. They were actually at one point originally, there was a monopoly in Bavaria in Germany by the royalty that they could only brew wheat beers, which I thought was super interesting.
Really?
Yeah. And again, sort of, one of those styles is really in vogue, and modern Hefeweizens are kind of paler in color, whereas in historical times they would have been or could have probably been a lot darker because they didn't have modern kilning practices back then. But where you treat the actual grain. So that's a whole different conversation. But
totally.
So Hefeweizens, if you're kind of breaking down the similarities and differences between, I think wheat beer is the most comparable style.
Sure.
it's going to be probably, they're going to look very similar when you pour them into a glass. A Hefeweizen might have a little bit touch of a more of an amber color, just a little bit more orange, I would say. And you get more of the yeast flavor is, the yeast flavor comes off as more banana and clove. Whereas with a whip beer, you can expect more flavors of citrus, subtle spice character, and Hefeweizens are going to be a little bit fuller bodied typically as well.
That's great.
Yeah, great beers though. And I think when well done and well balanced, they're both very drinkable, very refreshing styles.
Yeah, I love Hefeweizens. I mean, I'm the sort of person who just kind of like enjoys the more, I guess, quote unquote, yeast forward beers like the whip beers and Hefeweizens and that sort of stuff. So definitely. I definitely, and the Saisons and that sort of thing. But
me too.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun variation within them. I think, you know, we talked about all three of them. I think it'd be helpful if we just kind of listed some examples of each.
Sure.
So that if you're, you know, on the lookout for, oh, hey, what would be a good version of each, like of these styles of a whip beer, wheat beer, Hefeweizen, what should I look for? So yeah. I don't know. Do you have that? Do you have some in front of you, Lindsay?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, with whip beer, you can, I think Allagash White is always a great choice.
It's a good one to try.
But there's so many good ones, frankly, like St. Bernardus, they, you know, which is a traditional Belgian brewery, they do a wit. The other one I was thinking of recently was Blanche de Chambly from Unibrew, which is in Canada. They make some amazing Belgian-inspired beers that are incredible.
Yeah, it was Fin du Monde was the first triple I ever had, so and it good. Like blew my socks off.
So,
I was like,
so,
wow,
so good. Yeah,
that's so much flavor.
But yeah, I mean, Whitakirka, Hoegaarden, right. those are classics as well. Mm-hmm. And then if you think about the American wheat beer, there's so many different variations because there are so many American breweries making amazing wheat beers. But the ones that I think of immediately are Three Floyds Gumball Head, which is going to be on the hoppier side for wheat beers as far as the wheat beer category is concerned. And then like Bell's Oberon is also a great wheat beer. They on the less hoppy side of things. Mm-hmm. And then for Hefeweizen, I mean, honestly, the classic German Hefeweizen, which is Weinstephaner, they've been around. They're actually the oldest still running brewery in the world. And their Hefeweizen, their Hefeweizen is incredible and it still holds up. Timeless beer. And then the other one I was thinking of, Brett, was Gogglefogger from Fatheads Brewery.
Oh, okay.
And they actually just, I think they just won a medal at the Craft Brewers
World
Cup.
Beer Cup.
Yeah, the World Beer Cup.
I think I saw that.
Yeah, and that beer has won. I used to work for a company that sold their beer, and so I'm familiar with their brand. Mm. But they've won medals before. That beer is incredible.
Awesome. So I guess the next thing that makes sense to talk about is, so the one unifying factor of all these beers is obviously wheat. So Lindsay, what does wheat do in the beer?
Yeah, wheat is an awesome ingredient. It is very challenging to use, especially when it's unmalted. So you can kind of use two different big categories of wheat, malted wheat and unmalted wheat. Allagash White actually has both malted and unmalted wheat in it. And what it does is it adds texture and body. So you get this lovely, silky, creamy texture when you add wheat to a beer. And it also adds a really lovely flavor as well. So typically I find in wheat beers that flavor comes across as really like a lemony, bready character. And, you know, like fresh baked bread.
Totally.
And that's kind of the flavor component that I get a lot, the most in wheat beer. And that characteristic, that kind of breadiness is what makes wheat such a challenging thing to use because, you know, the things that make wheat really great for baking, like making, you know, bread and pasta and, you know, pizza dough, is all of those glutens become really stretchy and are make it really challenging to actually physically brew with in the mash tun and in the louder tun because they all want to kind of combine and get all garbled up. And then it's really hard to rinse off all the sugar. So in the brewing process, wheat is really challenging to brew with. And I think that's part of the reason that you don't see a ton of wheat beers because it's just a really hard style to nail.
Right.
And so, you know, when you find a good one, hold on to it.
And like, is there something, I don't know if this even makes sense, but is there something about the like, not the glucose in it, but doesn't it like the, you need barley to convert like the wheat to actually help the, extract the like the sugars out of it.
Yeah, there's enzymes in barley malt that are already there that when you add heat to those malted grains, the barley the barley grains, it starts the conversion process of breaking down the starches into sugar. And so wheat doesn't have that same enzymatic property. Getting into the weeds a little bit, but so you really can't brew a beer that's only made with wheat.
I think that was what I was trying to get at. I mean, it's like you can't do 100% wheat beer.
Exactly. It would be not great. it would probably not be worth your time to do.
It might be worth your time. We don't know. We're not going to try, but you can try.
Don't do it.
If you are very passionate about wheat. So what other beers then? We talked about these three styles with wheat in them. What other styles of beer are kind of known for their wheat content?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot of beers that have some wheat additions in them to add those characteristics that we talked about, especially body. So typically here at Allagash, a lot of the lower alcohol beers that we brew, we add some form of wheat or oats to give a beer texture, because when you create a lower alcohol beer, you kind of need to have a little bit more body to just make it feel like it's a full strength beer and not just kind of, you know, watery tasting. So we actually use a lot of wheat in different beers that we brew here at Allagash. But, you know, as far as styles go, you know, a lot of IPAs, a lot of even New England style IPAs are brewed with wheat because it gives that haziness, that cloudiness.
Right.
And that's really characteristic of that style of beer. But it also is great in, you know, there's a lot of saisons, you know, a lot of saisons or mixed fermentation beers have wheat in them as well. Again, because of that body and just kind of different flavor that you're getting. A lot of farmhouse, you know, farmhouse styles. So Saison would fall under that category, use different types of grains because, you know, that's what they would have traditionally used, is whatever they were growing on their farm, whether it was spelt or wheat or rye. So
yeah,
lots of variations there.
That's great. I feel like that's like, it just made me think, you know, we're talking about mixed fermentation. We're talking about farmhouse style beer. Like, I feel like farmhouse style, quote unquote, would be such a great like future episode to talk about what that means and what that's kind of developed into, because I feel like it's another one of those monikers, kind of like wheat beer, where like you use it for so many different styles, but it's kind of, it means so many various things.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's great. But yeah, so you mentioned like, you know, the haze, and I think that's just something that I think is kind of interesting about the wheat beers. So like, what would you say is the difference between like a hazy IPA and like Allagash White from a haze perspective?
Ooh, great question. I would say Allagash White. Allagash White overall appearance wise would look very similar to a New England style IPA. It would look lighter though. Like it would be less of that kind of bright orange hue that you sort of expect when you have a more New England style IPA, but the cloudiness level would be about the same. I mean, with the hazy IPAs, you might expect a little bit more of that, especially if it's a properly poured Allagash White, where you rouse the yeast in the can or bottle, or, you know, it's a fresh keg, then it should be pretty cloudy. Where, you know, you should expect the same thing with a proper New England style IPA as well.
Totally. And I feel like the word here is kind of like turbidity.
Yeah.
I think that's the, you know, the sort of industry term for how cloudy or hazy a beer is. And I think definitely some of these New England IPAs, especially the double IPAs and triple IPAs, can be quite turbid.
Yeah.
In that they are very opaque or hard to kind of see through. But I think one of the things that Jason has definitely said, Jason, our brewmaster, has talked about is like, it is not necessarily difficult to brew a hazy beer, but it's very difficult to brew a beer of a very particular style, like type of haze or amount of haze. And then also to make it retain that haze stability. So that's why if you look on any can or bottle of Allagash White, you'll see a little thing about rousing your yeast, which is, you know, turning the bottle or can upside down and swirling it a little bit before you pour it, because that's just to kind of to maintain that haze, to get all the yeast and proteins back in suspension, so you're getting the full experience of the beer.
Yeah, all that yeast and all the wheat proteins have so much flavor, and that's why we want you to do that.
Totally.
Also, always pour your beer in a glass. That's really recommend, especially with white. It's always better. Sometimes I hear like, oh, white on draft and white in the package tastes so different. And the first thing I would say is make sure you pour it into a glass.
Yeah, I think it's a glass. I mean, glassware is just like, that's the thing, is there are so many rabbit holes to go down. You could get it. We could get into all the different types of glassware. You know, what sort of glass are you doing? A tulip? Are you doing a pint glass? You know, and so I think it'd be fun to talk about, because I think it's, there's a certain part of it where it does get into the nerdier aspects of beer fandom, but it's also, it has value. You know, like there are reasons why people are passionate about this stuff, because it does change the experience with the beer. But yeah, 100%. If you're just looking to enjoy beer, pour it in whatever glass you got.
Yep. Totally.
Awesome. So we talked about the process of brewing with wheat. I think, so speaking of beers and speaking of wheat beers in particular, they do tend to be really good with pairing with food. I think generally we are pretty passionate here at the brewery about pairing beer with food. It's one of those things where I think not as many people think of it. The pairing tends to think, you know, in people's minds, pairing with something tends to be like wine, but there's so much versatility in beers like these. So what sort of food, Lindsay, would you think someone would like to pair a wheat beer, Hefeweizen with?
Yeah. So, you know, kind of a basic principle of beer and food pairing and pairing anything in general, generally speaking, is you don't want one of the things to outweigh or outflavor the other. So typically you're looking at flavors that are going to be sort of harmonious together and not competing with one another. And so with something like a wheat beer, Hefeweizen, you're going to look for lighter fare, things that have maybe some citrusy notes, complementary herbal characteristics. You know, I love pairing a wheat beer with like a caprese salad, or even like a, you know, herbed pasta salad would be delicious. Any lighter cheese, you know, any sort of like mozzarella or like a fresh chev or something that's going to be, you know, complementary flavors, but also on the lighter side of things. Then when you're thinking about more of the American style wheat beers, something that's a little bit more hop forward, you can get a little bit more full flavored, you know, more like, you know, chicken tacos, or because that citrusy note really plays well with that kind of flavor combination. But then you get a little bit more of that bitterness, which kind of cleanses your palate for something that's a little bit more rich. So there's a lot there. You know, there's so many different ways that you can pair beer and food together. And there's not really a big, there's not like a wrong answer. It's really whatever tastes good to you, but typically lighter food with lighter beers, stronger foods with stronger beers.
Totally. The one that I would add too, when you mentioned kind of the lighter sort of seafood fare, is mussels. Ugh. I feel like that's just kind of like a quintessential, you see that in a lot of places where it's like you know, you're doing sort of brine. What is it? Like a base broth. Mussel broth. That's the word. I had the BR. But yeah, doing like, tastes good. Very good. So mussels in white.
Yeah.
Tasty.
Yep. Yeah. Mussels, even like lighter cod preparations, any sort of flaky white fish is great with whip beer and Hefeweizen. I would say Hefeweizens tend to be just, to me, a little slightly trickier pairing wise, just because of that kind of stronger banana and clove flavor. But there's still so much you can do with that.
I feel like there's more almost like perceived sweetness in that one. I don't know if it's actually sweetness or not, but I'm thinking of like, you know, Weinstephaner, like that's one of my favorite beers, honestly. And so like having that with like a brat, or having that with like sauerkraut, like, you know, those traditional German things, I think they're traditional for a reason, because it cuts that savory with some nice kind of sweetness and the fruit. Absolutely.
And it, you're right. It is more of a perceived sweetness, because those beers should not be like, they should be on the dry side. They shouldn't be overly sweet. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Great. Good stuff.
That's great.
You're just making me hungry now.
I know that. I'm just like literally was thinking that. I was like, I'm going to get a brat.
And I'm like, literally, I have like a half eaten banana here.
That was good.
I'm
that was
trying
good.
To stay on theme.
Hey, no, I appreciate it. Picking the right flavor notes. Yeah, I mean, that was, I think, all that I had to chat about through this one. I feel like that was great. There's just so much. I mean, it's a lot of information packed in a little space, but at the same time, it's just like there's so much to know and think about with beer in general. So it makes it a fun topic to talk about.
Absolutely. Yeah, beer is wonderfully complex and simple all at the same time.
Very, very true. Mm-hmm. Well, that was awesome, Lindsay.
Thank you, always my pleasure. Thank you guys for having me.
That was my pleasure too. Yeah, thank you for coming on. This has been an Allagash Brewing production. If you have something you want us to talk about on the show, shoot us a message at podcast@allagash.com, or you can always DM us on Instagram @AllagashBrewing.